My name is Chris Slamer, and I'm here on behalf of Dr. Terry Cullen, who regrets she's not able to make it in today. She is our CIO of the Indian Health Service. And what I want to do is talk a little bit about what we've done in the Indian Health Service in regards to health information exchange and INN, and sort of talk about where we're going. To give you a little bit of background about the Indian Health Service, we see about 1.9 million American Indians and Alaska Natives for 562 federally recognized tribes. So you can read that as 562 different cultures across 36 states. Most of them are located in the southwest of the United States, but as you can see from the map there, located all throughout. In addition to having a vast geography and cultural differences, we also have a number of different services that we provide and different service delivery systems. We have the Indian Health Service, which is a federal program that's run federally. We have tribal programs, which are federally funded, but they're managed by local tribal governments. And we also have urban programs. And within all those systems, we have large medical centers, small hospitals, and one- and two-man clinics. We use something called the Resource and Patient Management System, or RPMS. It's our clinical information system. It's been used since about the mid-80s for clinical data, and we have patient information from the cradle to the grave. And that core database allows us to have a lot of different clinical tools, such as our electronic health record, population management tools called iCare, some patient-oriented tools, and reporting tools such as the clinical reporting system. We've been partnering with the Federal Health Architecture for Wounded Warrior. We're also working on documentation standards and data element standardization and utilizing the Sun MPI solution. This is Western North Carolina. I'm going to talk a little bit about some of our health information exchanges. This is a beautiful area, and this picture actually is taken from my back deck. But the reason I wanted to put it out there is to show you this is quite rural. So, you know, we think about rural areas, we think about low connectivity, low technology. Well, as I drive about 40 minutes into work at the Cherokee Indian Hospital where my office is located, we have a host of health information tools that make our lives a lot easier. In fact, the Cherokee Indian Hospital won the Hims-Davies Award for implementation of the electronic health record last year. This is Western North Carolina, and these are the hospitals located in the area. You see there are 16 hospitals. Cherokee's on the far lower corner. In the middle in Buncombe County are our two largest hospitals, Mission Hospital and the VA Medical Center. All the other hospitals are fairly small. If you need cardiac care, surgery, typically from any of these areas, you need to travel into Buncombe County, and all of your health information needs to follow you. Western North Carolina got together with their hospitals and developed something called the Western North Carolina Data Link, which is a regional health information exchange. And it's been up and running now for about 4 years. I should say about 3 years clinically and 1 year in testing. And it's been able to share information across. Information that can be shared, and again, I apologize for the watermark. It was a lot less dark on my computer. Patient information that can be shared are patient demographics, lab results, medications, radiology reports, and transcribed reports. And these are going to be discharge summaries and HNPs. The typical clinical notes are not being transported at this time, although that'll be something in the future. And they're working right now on getting allergies and additional med history inserted in and physician EMRs. And it's just a screenshot of what it looks like. This is a show of visits. Now, most of the information that's being exchanged is all hospital-based information because most of the facilities are still on paper-based systems. They're entering the data in after the fact, and it's all inpatient-oriented. At Cherokee, they're entering a little bit of outpatient data as well, and all that information is being pulled in. So you can see there's visit information, admissions information. This is showing some labs. As you can see, one of the things that they've done is with the labs, you can see what labs were done, but if you want to go into the results, you actually have to take another step in, and that'll give you the lab results along with the reference ranges for that local facility. The actual VA Medical Center is not participating in this RIO at this time. However, there are some things that they're doing as well. They have somebody, a case manager, who's stationed at Cherokee Indian Hospital. So when somebody's being admitted to or discharged from the VA Medical Center, the case manager is notified and coordinates care back through Cherokee. They also have the doctors on staff at Cherokee have access to the VA Medical Center's electronic health record. Indian Health Service borrowed heavily from their electronic health record from the VA, so the systems are very similar, so we're able to use them. So we have a couple pieces of the puzzle, but still it's not connecting everything together for us. There's still a lot of different tools that need to be accessed, and there's no one continuous flow of information. Cherokee is made up of the eastern band of Cherokees. Over in Oklahoma are the Western Band of Cherokee Indians. They were moved from Cherokee in North Carolina over to Oklahoma during the Trail of Tears. So there's a lot of families that go back and forth across these areas. And there's a health information exchange throughout the state of Oklahoma called SmartNet. And SmartNet has 37 million records, 2.6 million patients, a large number of users, highly integrated throughout Oklahoma, and they're working on accumulating more and more programs. However, again, that's still one other piece of the puzzle. Their information's over here, our information's over here. We still don't have a way to bring all that together. Some of the other projects that we've been involved in are state immunization registries. These are with various states, Phoenix, a couple of other states we have this developed with. Other states, we're waiting on the states to develop their standards. Again, each state does things a little bit differently. And the same is true with the controlled substance reporting. We've developed a exchange with the state of Phoenix. However, other states are still in process. We have bidirectional lab sharing through something called the Reference Lab Interface. That lets us exchange lab results with companies such as Quest Diagnostics or other lab programs. And we recently started an H1N1 surveillance tool. And this is something we've been doing throughout Indian Health Service to capture information. It started off looking at a document from the CDC, which listed some of the things that related to influenza tracking, what they call influenza-like illness. And we start collecting these ICD-9 codes, CPT codes, and other patient demographics, and accumulating them nationally, having them reviewed at one epicenter located in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And we have another patch coming out this month that'll update that to increase a collection of information such as hospital stays and patient risk factors. And so basically, my point of coming here today was sort of to talk a little bit about what we were doing, but to say, you know, we have all these pieces, there's a lot of great things, and when we look locally, we think we're doing a fantastic job, but when we think about the bigger picture, we run into encounters where people are traversing state lines or community lines, we find that there's still a hole that's left that we need to fill with the NHIN. And that was it, Bish.